Hey guys, welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Thanks for joining me. This is Bobby, and today we're going to talk about this idea of prayer. Do you have somebody that you can turn to? Do you have somebody that you can run to? Is there somebody that you can trust with your life and say, hey, I really need some prayer? I don't know about you, but I've seen those seasons in my life when it feels like I'm being tested at every turn, and it seems like there's a lot of stress, and I just need somebody to join me in prayer. I think it's actually true that oftentimes before the blessing of God comes the testing of God, that God often tests the person that he wants to bless. And those tests come in a lot of different ways. Sometimes that test is when things just feel impossible. Maybe it's a boss that asks you to do something on a deadline that just can't be done. Or maybe it's trying to make ends meet and you just don't know how it's going to happen. And so there's a lot of things that you could do in those moments. You could slow down. You could decide, hey, I'm going to write down what I know to be true. I'm going to get more information. I'm going to try to buy some time. But one of the greatest things that any of us can do in those moments of testing, in those moments of trial, is to ask other people to cover us in prayer. One of my favorite books in all the Bible is the book of Daniel. Daniel is this great example of what it looks like to live through seasons of testing and seasons of trial. So this evil king in Daniel chapter 2 comes to Daniel and says, hey, you've got to interpret this dream, and if you don't, you're all going to die. And the Bible says that when this was told to Daniel in verses 17 and 18, that Daniel went home and he told his friends. He had somebody that he could turn to. He told them what had happened and he urged them. And here's what it says. He urged them to ask the God of heaven to show them his mercy by telling them the secret so they would not be executed along with the other wise men of Babylon. This was Daniel turning to his friends and saying, help, I need somebody to pray with me. Now, I really think Daniel realized this is a big request. He recognized that this really wasn't just about his life and his story. It really was about the kingdom at large. The king was not thinking clearly. He was about to kill everyone in his court. So Daniel knew this is important, and so he got his team together, he got his friends together, and said, hey, we need to pray. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have people like that? Do you have people that you can turn to when life gets tough? Do you have people that you can say, hey, would you join me in praying? See, a lot of times we think about this when it's too late. A lot of times it comes to mind when we're in the midst of a trial, but the time to line those people up isn't when something bad's happening. You need to have those people lined up before the crisis hits, because the truth is we're all going to face tough times. We're going to be asked to do impossible things. There are going to be dark days that will come. And so we don't need to wait till if they happen. We need to be prepared so that when they happen, we've got friends that we can call on when we're facing something that seems impossible. You don't need a lot of people. It's not about the number of people, but you do need, I think, 4 or 5 friends who will have your back when life gets tough, and you can say, would you join me in praying? So I want to encourage you today, would you think about that? Would you just ask that question? If a crisis hit today, who would I turn to? Who would I call on? Who could I ask for prayer? And hey, right now is a great time to find those people if you don't have them. One of the best ways to find these people, and it doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but it does happen through relationship. And relationship requires proximity. It requires us to be around those people. And one great way to do that is by jumping into a group this semester. And so if you're here in Sugar Hill area, I would encourage you, download the Sugar Hill Church app, click the register button, and right there within the register button, you can look at the brochure for all the groups. You can register for the groups. You can use the other feature in the app called Find a Group. And I would encourage you, find a group, check it out, but once you find one, stay committed to it. Be around those people. And who knows, if this might not be the semester that God places 4 or 5 people in your life that could be your prayer cover. Well, if there's anything I can join you in praying for, if there's anything our team can join you in praying for, please drop us an email today. It's just simply prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, it's prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we will lift that up. We'd be honored to do so. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I hope to see you this Sunday at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. To find out more information, visit sugarhill.church. Have a great day.
Thank you.